Dave Mustaine, how are you, my good friend?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Great.
How are you feeling? That's my first question. Before we get into this book, I want to know, how's the health? You feeling good?
Pretty good. The treatment and everything. I'm just surprised I'm even still here.
Well, I know Baltimore is so happy you got through the treatment. You've got this new book out now. You're still working on Megadeth music. But let's talk about it. Rust in Peace. It's not your typical autobiography. You did that already. You had your memoir. This is all about the inside story of that Megadeth masterpiece everybody loves. And talk about it, because it's not just you. It's not just your point of view, the making of the album and what went with it, all the good stuff. But you had a couple other people, David and Chuck, helping out.
Well, we had a lot of people, and several people had some pretty surreptitious things to say, and I needed to have them in there. Because if not, it would just be another book of some dried-out, drug addict, alcoholic rock star, you know, sitting there waxing poetic about how things work. We still have a career, and that was a very deadly and dangerous period for us. I think it's great that we survived it, and I think it's great that we created the musical style, but the most important thing I think about all this is the friendships that we made and how the album has outlasted so many other albums from people, you know, other different bands. This is probably one of the most talked about metal records as far as I know, and I didn't set out to do that.
Right.
When we set out to do this, man, we were just trying to get our bills paid.
So when you were making the album, that was going to be a question of mine. Could you feel that this was going to be such a masterpiece, or you just kind of wanted to get through? Well, you just answered my question. You just wanted to pay the bills.
No, I didn't really sense. You know, I got to tell you, it's do you play any instruments?
No, sad to say. I did have a guitar lesson when I was younger, took piano lessons, but never stuck with it. What about you? Did you always want to play guitar?
Well, for me, you know, growing up as a skinny, freckle-faced redhead, I got picked on a lot in school. I had no friends, and with my mom being a Jehovah's Witness, that made it even worse. So I really had no friends. And around 12, 13 years old, I got my first guitar, and that was it. It was, you know, because not having any friends when you're a kid, it messes with you. And that's why I try to really listen clearly with our fans when they talk with me. Most of them get a little tongue-tied when I meet them.
Right.
But I try so very hard to listen to what they're saying, because in just a moment of them, divulging something, there could be something really terrible. And an example, this sounds kind of silly, but I was in a chat room one time with our former chat room we had over at Megadeth.com. Mm-hmm. And there was a fan that was in there chatting with us, and he said, I'm going to paraphrase this, make it real fast. He said something like, oh, my dad's home. And they started acting weird. And then he got back on and said his dad just beat him up. And then his dad beat him up again. And I said, where do you live? And he told us. And I said, somebody that lives over there that knows you, that knows that this is true, needs to call the police. And one of his friends called the cops. They came over, did an intervention on his dad. His dad's sober now, and I met him again a few years ago, and it was a beautiful ending.
That is. That just gave me chills. That's pretty incredible, Dave. You got to do more of those chat rooms.
Yeah, well, I love people. I think certain people that, you know, they suffer from chronic alcoholism, but that's just... I think everything can go back to a behavioral thing. You know, it's like with animals. You stick your hand towards the dog, you don't know, facing down, I think you're going to hit it. It's just real simple dynamics and stuff. And I think that's probably why my kids turned out so good. Just, you know, really, really paying attention to what they feel and what they say and listening.
Do they want to follow in your footsteps?
No. Justice is a rock manager. He manages over at Dolly Parton's management. They've got a couple other artists that they manage, but Dolly's the big one that they have over there. And my daughter, Electra, is an artist, singer, model, blah, 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 you name it. She's doing it.
You also have your wine business. The kid's involved in that?
Yeah, she runs the wine business, and her and Pam and a man named Jorge are doing that. We've been trying to figure out how to get the business moved out here to Tennessee, but it's just... this weird stuff that happens with the topography and the ground and soil, with the acidity and all that kind of stuff. And on top of it, the temperature and rainfall. You know, the temperature and the rainfall, plus the beautiful breeze that came from the Pacific Ocean to our house that we just sold, you know, it produced a certain type, a really great grape, but that's for another phone call.
So home base right now is Tennessee for you?
Yes, a little south of Nashville.
And can you give us any updates on the new record, how it's coming along?
Well, you know, I think we would have been done a long time ago if I hadn't discovered the cancer.
Right.
But I didn't know I had it, and I was just kind of, you know, just trying to get from, you know, point A to point B, and didn't really know why my voice was hurting, and then I found out, and now I'm super stoked. I'm actually excited to see how the new record turns out with singing, since they've got that weird antibody, whatever it is, that had invaded my vocal box.
They got that taken care of? You can sing now?
Well, some people will argue that.
Are you still taking care of yourself with the martial arts? Are you doing the taekwondo?
No more taekwondo.
No.
I have a first and fourth degree in taekwondo, a first in karate, and right now I'm studying for my first degree in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Cool.
I'm studying with the Gracie jiu-jitsu program out here in Spring Hill. So I'm a blue belt at that right now. And, you know, I had to stop with that too, because it's just, it was so physical.
Right.
You know, I only had two really bad days during the whole treatment where I got sick, but other than that, I think I did really good. The doctor was amazed. She said people aren't supposed to heal that well that quickly, and the guy that did my radiology, he was blown away. So it has to do with good people, good support, praying, eating right,
right,
you know, and making sure you exercise and rest.
Well, who knows, Dave? Maybe something will come out from that, and you'll put together a book, give people advice on how to conquer the big C. But meanwhile, right now, people can go out and get Rust in Peace, the inside story of the Megadeth masterpiece, and Slash wrote the foreword. How did that come about?
What had happened was we were assembling the book, and I said that I thought, you know, we needed to get a foreword, and we needed to get somebody really cool. And they said, this guy, Ryan Downey, who is somebody in the industry that we work with, he had said, I just did an interview with, or maybe it was John Niederhorn or somebody, or Rich Beanstalk, I can't remember who talked to him, but he said, we just did this amazing interview with Slash, and he just talks for like, you know, two pages about you and him and David Ellison. And I said, really, can we use that as a foreword? And he said, yes. So there you have it. Love, Slash.
Well, I'm excited to read it. I really am. It's published. It's out there, right?
The book is on sale today, and you can, I think the audio version's out soon. So,
and where can people get it? Amazon, your website, the usual places?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was number one at Amazon for a while in pre-sale orders. So,
oh, wow.
I think it's going to be a good book for me.
I think so, too. And I'm just happy to hear you. You sound great. You really do. Can't wait to hear you sing again and pick up the guitar and play for us. We're looking forward to it. Maybe another mega cruise in 2021. You never know, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Just stay positive.
Looking forward to that. Love the water.
Well, you take care of yourself, Dave. Thanks for checking in with Baltimore. It's Rust in Peace, the inside story of the Megadeth masterpiece. And stay positive. Stay well, Dave.
Yes, you too, Colleen. Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.